We had a great program, great attendance. We had about 100 so folks here. Just a really great day. A lot of good information from our friends at Texas A&M and University of Arkansas, as well as updates from some of our researchers. So I felt very good about it.
Now, you mentioned Texas A&M, one of your speakers, and I understand there's some research taking place in Texas that you all are very interested in.
Very interested. They've got a study that's been going on for over 40 years now, looking at some long-term stocking rates and with fertility and without fertility, looking at clovers, and really shared some really great information about how these forage systems are going to work over the long term rather than just a 2 or 3 year time frame.
Research efforts don't just stay within state lines anymore. Everybody works together, don't they?
Well, certainly that's the case, and we have to. But, you know, there's a lot of things that go on in other locations that are very applicable to us. The soils may be different. The conditions may be subtly different. But that particular location is very similar to what we have, particularly in South Georgia. So works very well. The position from University of Arkansas, the gentleman that was here, Dr. Paul Beck, his location is very similar to North Georgia. So it works very, very well to kind of share what's going on in other states.
And we talk about research and efforts. I've realized that the efforts continue working with legumes, too, and you've got a lot going on there.
We certainly do. We've got a lot of research going on with alfalfa, with some of the different clovers. We're really happy to have, in the state of Georgia, the Georgia Beef Commission, who really are doing a great job of supporting our research and extension efforts. So we have a lot of information to share from that.
Those are producer dollars, but at the same time, they stay here in the state and they benefit that way, don't they?
They certainly do, and the producers get a lot of benefit from that. I mean, for example, the Bermuda grass stem maggot research that we've been doing, we wouldn't be able to do that otherwise without that kind of local research funding. Some of the work that we're doing with alfalfa, you know, we're not on the national alfalfa scene, so without some local sourcing of that funding, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Dennis, for somebody who'd like to see more information about some of the research efforts, your website or somewhere they can go to find out more?
Certainly so. GeorgiaForages.com, all spelled out, all one word. GeorgiaForages.com has everything you'd want to know about forage growth.